Denise Barcello here at Birth of a New Earth with you for another week. My friends, I am at my one-year anniversary with this radio station. I just realized that as I'm looking at all the recordings. My first show was on July 16th of 2022. So I'm celebrating my one-year anniversary with all of you. I'm delighted to be here. Delighted to share information with you and delighted to make new friendships through this radio platform. I do want to ask for the people that are able to please donate to the station, donate to the people who are working behind the scenes and the people that are hosting these shows. Whatever you're able to do, you know, we're all doing this basically for free. I don't think any of the hosts get paid. I don't know about the people who are working behind the scenes, but everybody's working their tail end off to bring this to you. This is not easy to do. For example, I'm embroiled in a situation that's bringing up a lot of emotions for me over the last couple of days, and it's hard for me to come on and present information to you when I'm going through this deep internal shifting and changing and expanding and growing that can bring up all kinds of shadow stuff. So, there's some difficulty in this, but we all do it from our hearts because we all know it's urgently necessary to bring the truth to people. So please support us. Whatever you're able to do, please do support us. We couldn't thank you enough for you reaching out and lending us a hand. Okay, so let me get on with the show. I do want to say that one of the things that came into my mind this week, it was kind of strange, but I started hearing the Doors song called People Are Strange. And in particular, I started hearing a line in that song that says, "Women seem wicked when you're not wanted." And of course, the way that I think, because I'm very deeply involved in the impact that prenatal and birth experiences are having on our psyche and on our ability to create joyful, healthy lives, that line really stuck with me this week. Women seem wicked when you're not wanted. And I don't know what the percentage of people out there listening today or who will listen to this in the future, what is the percentage of people that would consider themselves oops babies? Babies that were created as a side effect of parental fleshy activity with no aspirations on the part of the parents to bring forth life. You know, the thing that our civilization has lost contact with is the fact that every time you engage what we are referring to as sexual energy, what we're really engaging is life-creating energy. You see, we have been reduced by the Jewish mindset and the pornographic filth that we've been surrounded by for the last couple of decades. We have been implanted with the mindset that this extremely sacred and potent energy is nothing other than sexual. And sexual means it's designed for pleasure. And we've been taught that, haven't we? We've been fed that line of crap for many, many decades, that God made it pleasurable so that we would go ahead and just be very, very sloppy with our sexual behavior, so that we would have no spiritual awareness of the energy that we're dealing with and the power that is to be had when we bring consciousness to this activity. We've had no aspirations. There's some people out there that really were wanted, and their parents brought their bodies together because they really wanted to create life. But I would venture to say at least half, and probably many, many more people on this earth were conceived in fleshy indulgence. And that's a very sad way to come into this world, because we all deserve to be really wanted. In fact, this is deeply needed by the babies that are in the womb. Very, very, very much needed that when they enter into the womb, number one, that they are seen right away, that their parents realize that they just conceived a life because they tried to conceive a life. So the baby's not in the womb for 6 or 8 weeks or whatever it is, all by itself, with nobody even knowing it's there, or to greet it with love. And that's a problem just to begin with. But then when the mother finds out, because she has behaved in a carnal way, when she finds out that she's pregnant, all too often, her response is negative, like really negative. Like, oh my God, what should I do? Should I kill my baby? Should I abort my baby? Should I have my baby murdered so that I can go on with the business of my life and feel free to continue engaging in all of this carnal activity? So, you know, a main problem here is narcissism, right? The refusal of people to step out of their own experience and to recognize that the baby in the womb is also having an experience. And this baby is not, it's not evolutionarily designed to understand or be able to process the feeling of not being wanted by its mother and or its father. Okay, it's going to be stronger with the mother because the baby is actually swimming in her emotional experience. This is a neurochemical, biological, physiological experience that produces hormones and chemicals that the baby is experiencing when the mother is having all of these negative feelings about the baby's presence. And of course, the baby is telepathic. And if you doubt this, it's only because our link with the divine mind was immediately broken when our parents conceived us as a side effect of fleshly indulgence. And so we've lost contact with our ability to actually be telepathic. And it gets more severe with age unless you try to heal your original wounds and restore your spiritual capacities, which is not easy, and we may never be able to do it fully because of what's happened to us based on our sexual behavior. So why am I saying all this? Because of that lyric, that line of lyrics, women seem wicked when you're not wanted. And that sense that women are wicked begins in the womb, because that is the first experience of not being wanted. And I'll just briefly say, and I may have said this before, that when the mother discovers the child and has a negative experience, keep in mind that this is the first relationship experience that this baby is having. Nobody's noticed it before. Nobody's paid any attention to it before. Nobody has acknowledged its presence. Okay, and then suddenly it's acknowledged and it is despised. This is the first experience this child has to indicate to the child what relationships are going to be like during this child's life. So when this child comes of age and starts attracting potential partners, I don't want to call them lovers, but that's really what they're doing in today's world, is they're attracting sexual activity. Okay, they're going to likely attract someone who will confirm for them that they are not wanted, because they felt unwanted since their inception. They may believe, as I did, this is not alien to me, I experienced this myself, they may believe that they are inherently unlovable, that God somehow made them so defective that even their parents could not love them. Because babies don't have a way to process that the parents are the ones with the problem. The baby was created in perfection, but the parents' activity is what totally screwed up the child. You know, on an unconscious level, we all understand this. We all somehow recognize that we screwed up. We've caused problems. We're not bonding with our children. You know what I'm saying? Our children are on drugs, suicidal, extremely damaged, you know, autistic, neurologically screwed up, learning disabilities. I mean, there's all kinds of issues happening with the children. And it's not the fault of the children. Clearly, something has happened to the consciousness of the parents that has brought this on to the child. And so I ask you from my heart to start paying attention to this. Start going to my website at Birth of a New Earth. Start reading the information I have posted there. Start listening to all of the interviews I've done about this. Because, you know, I'm here talking to you, but I'm not being interviewed. Nobody's asking me questions right now that I can answer. All right, it's very different when I'm being interviewed. You'll get a whole lot more information from the interviews. All right, but start paying attention to this, because we need to change up. We need to change up big time. And if there's anybody out there with lung problems, okay, whether you have asthma, repetitive bronchitis, I don't know, any kind of lung, whether you have smoking addictions, whether you're trying to suck back the pain by sucking it in when you smoke so that it doesn't rise up and threaten to overwhelm your psyche. All right, just remember that the lung problems can actually start in the womb with what's called discovery shock, or the shock of being discovered and not wanted or loved by your parents. This gets lodged in the lung meridian and can express itself in pot addictions, cigarette addictions, all kinds of lung issues. Once you understand what's at the root, that's a start to the healing process. You don't have to relive what you felt or anything like that. You need to understand what's at the root, what's been driving this repetitive behavior or this repetitive issue that I can't seem to resolve. And very often you're going to find it's what happened to you in the womb or what happened to you in the birth process. Now, in the case of women seem wicked when you're not wanted, okay, what happens to a baby who's A, not wanted, and then B, birthed in a hospital, the baby comes out male, and they cut into his penis. They cut off the most sensitive part of his penis because the parents have decided that he's imperfect, that God made a mistake, and that the evil Jewish-controlled medical establishment can correct God's mistake by cutting off a piece of that innocent baby's genitals, and all to create a covenant with the wicked Jewish God that Christians are also worshiping. So, now we really have an issue with women seem wicked, because I have heard women in a very derogatory and disgusting way refer to an intact penis as if it were disgusting, claiming that they would never want to touch an intact penis or to have sex with a man that is in a body the way the Creator designed him. This is the pathetic consciousness of women. I'm not saying all women think this. I know other women that when they discover the truth about circumcision, collapse to the ground in anguish, realizing what they've done to their baby boys. It's both ends of the spectrum. Women can be wicked, especially women that are under mind control. They can be an extreme menace to their children. So it's imperative for women to break down the mind control, and fathers too. Fathers have an extremely important role to play in the creation of life. And I go into this in my parenting program, and I may go into it today, I don't know. But I want to stress the importance of breaking through the mind control, because for any woman to say, I don't want to be with a man who is the way the Creator designed him. And for any woman, and this, you know, this is personal now, because my niece was told about circumcision, and yet she gave birth to two boys. I wrote about this in the beginning of my birth trauma book, because I was publishing it when she gave birth to her first son, who was circumcised. All right, but to go ahead and do it again with the next child, even though she knew with the first one, she was told the harm that this causes, she did it anyway because she wasn't going to accept the information I was providing for her. And now another generation of children have been born in extreme trauma into my family line, which is why my family line is going to come to an end, unless I happen to be able to have a baby at some point in the future. Okay, they're all going to pass because they're not willing to wake up. They're all jabbed.
We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
So, yeah, I'm saying all this to you from my heart. I am gearing up on Monday to send out an announcement about my ministry, which everything is finally in place to move forward with the creation of the ministry and to take members, to take new members. The membership fee is $20 annually, and people will receive member benefits, including the ability to participate in the 20-week parenting program, which is no longer going to be available to the public. It's going to be exclusive for members only. So please go to my website and check that out. On Monday, I'm going to be sending an email. If you'd like to get on my email list and, you know, read the heartfelt things I'm going to be sharing in that email for Monday, please email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com, and I will put you on my email list, and you'll get what I'm sending out on Monday and more. So we have a caller from Ted in Michigan. Ted, what would you like to say?
Thanks for taking my call, Janice. Just real quickly, I didn't want to disrupt your flow, but you brought a question up to mind. Is, can you speak to the inverse of a child that is expected to be conceived in this world by the parents, and talk about what the difference is versus that which you've discussed thus far? Thank you.
Yes. Ted, this is a great, great, great thing that you just brought up. So thank you. Thank you very, very much. So children who are conceived purposefully obviously have an easier, gentler, and more loving start. And that is because the parents have called them forth, and the parents, whether they're conscious of it or not, have therefore participated in God's original design, which did and should once again include the conscious co-creation of life. There's more steps to this. If you want to bring in a fully conscious child with a link to the divine mind that is intact, there's a few more steps to it. But certainly two people that bring their bodies together purposefully to create life have created a huge advantage for the child that is coming in. Number one, the child will likely be seen immediately. Mothers and fathers both tend to know when a conception takes place. So the child will be seen. And because these parents really wanted the child will be loved and will be receiving hormones and chemicals of welcome, of deep embrace, of enthusiasm about his or her presence, of anticipation and excitement to meet this child when the child comes out of the womb. Okay, it's a totally and completely different energy, and the child will be able to have a totally and completely different life, different quality of life. Now, I want to preface this by saying there's other things that can happen in the womb that we need to be aware of. And I don't want to go back into the trauma, because what Ted just raised is really important. What happens if we can do this correctly? All right, but there's other things we need to be aware of that can happen in the womb. You know, if there's radiation in the environment, for example, or if the mother goes for what's called prenatal care and the baby's exposed to the electroshock torture from ultrasound and the radiation from ultrasound. Okay, the prenatal experience is enormous. It's enormously significant. But a child that come in accordance with the Creator's design, that is, the parents have prepared a space of love for the child to be born into. The parents have conceived the child consciously. The parents have avoided exposing the child to Luciferian influences, including wireless devices and what passes for prenatal care. The parents have avoided giving birth in a Luciferian institution called a hospital. Right, there's no induction of labor or Pitocin or epidural or C-section or cord clamping or swaddling or eye ointments or circumcision or spending time in a neonatal intensive care where they're being tortured. None of that should be happening. Absolutely zero of it. If you want a child that's going to have a very beautiful quality of life, then we need to see what we're doing and stop it. We have been under mind control. No, but a child that's welcomed and born in love will have a much better chance of having a healthy relationship when it comes of age, B, strongly bonding with its parents, C, feeling safe in this world, knowing that it's wanted and loved, D, being able to create a strong and loving family. We have to go to break again. I'm really sorry, folks. We'll be right back, and we're going to cancel that last break, Frank, if we can. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You may have noticed I'm kind of really attached to the idea of the fulfillment of human love. All of the music that I choose, you know, brings up the heart's calling to restore human love to its rightful place in creation. And, of course, to eliminate the dark forces completely, to eliminate all evil, to extinguish it from this earth completely, and ideally from the entire universe, that it should be expelled permanently with no chance of return. And I know that we can shift things in one generation if we get on this. But friends, my friends, what's happened to us is something that we need to seek to first understand and then to heal, so that we don't pass it on to our children, because there's a lot of people, you know, circumcised fathers insisting that their sons also be circumcised is a very good example of how we pass it on. And we don't want to do that. We want it to end. We want it to stop with us. But what Ted brought up about the possibility of children actually coming in who are wanted, who are prepared for, who are embraced in love, and their chances of having a love-filled life, a loving relationship, a stable, healthy family, are going to be exponentially multiplied because of the parental consciousness that called them here. There's always ways to elevate this, you know. Parental consciousness can decide, well, I want to bring in a very special child, a child who will contribute to the fulfillment of the divine dream, a child who will contribute to the fulfillment of human love on this earth. I want a special soul to come through us. The parents can make this choice. They can also make the choice to work with the Creator, if indeed they understand the Creator. I'm not talking about the God of the Bible who says women should have pain in childbirth, which is the antithesis of what the real Creator has designed. Childbirth should be ecstatic, immense joy, and filled with love. It should be the height of a couple's experience, not one of anguish and torment and pain. We got to get this, my friends. We have been bamboozled and so badly lied to, and religion is a massive, massive piece of this. You know, some years ago, I started writing a book called How to Have an Ecstatic Birth. And I'm not inviting an ecstatic birth because it's a hedonistic way for people to have orgasms. That's not the goal here, friends. The goal is for the possibility of human love to be fully experienced, the way the Creator designed it to be experienced. And the bringing forth of a child in accordance with the Creator's design will provide us with a love-filled experience, the likes of which we have never felt because we did things incorrectly. But I just, you know, I want to read you two things, okay, by a woman named Barbara Harper, who is... She's pretty well known in the birth field. Now, first, she's talking about her first birth. So I want you to understand two ends of the spectrum. And her first birth, she considers birth rape. I'm going to read this to you. She says, "With my first birth, I left my body." She dissociated. "It was so incredibly painful and so humiliating, I felt that I was raped. As I mentioned, I was raped when I was 17, so I knew how it feels to be raped and the feelings of humiliation and discomfort that go along with that and the powerlessness. My first birth was in the hospital. I was tied to the bed, just like women are tied to the operating tables when they're cut into. I couldn't move or protect myself. It was so incredibly emotionally painful that I left my body. I remember having the feeling of sitting on top of the curtain rod on the window and watching them cut the episiotomy, literally cut into her genitals, and force drugs into the IV and tighten the wrist restraints. This is what the sadistic medical establishment has been involved with for decades." Okay, she also, let me see if I can find it. She gave birth again. Where it is, I just don't know. She says about her second birth, which was at home, to a child that was consciously conceived. And she says, "I fell in love with him so completely, so amazingly. I would do anything to protect him and take care of him. I tell everybody that my 22-year-old son and I have never had one single argument between us. I look at the picture of him and my heart just expands. And it started with his birth." It actually starts with a conscious conception that you would fall in love with your baby. So a lot of people are focused on birth, and I am also one of them. But what I'm saying to you today is, if you want to have an ecstatic and love-filled birth, it starts with conception. And in fact, it starts before conception, with the consciousness of the parents, the preparations that they engage in to make ready for the arrival of a child, whether or not they have invited the true creator into their union and explain to the creator that they are committed to bringing forth a child in the creator's image instead of in the image of Lucifer, which is what most of us have been doing, unbeknownst to us, of course. But Lucifer gets off on the suffering. You know, these creatures, they feed off of our suffering, our trauma, not the least of which is because we emit radiation when we've been traumatized, and that is food for them. So we do have the potential to transform things on this earth in a single generation, literally, by bringing in children who are fully conscious beings, who are truly in the image of the Creator, who have a link with the divine mind, who are able to communicate with all of creation, to understand the Creator's thoughts, in large part by observing nature, understanding God's thoughts by observing God's creations. We have enormous potential, and I do not think in a dimension that's filled with fully conscious children that evil can even exist anymore. There could not possibly be any trickery or deceit, because these children will be telepathic the way the Creator designed. There's no need for language, although we have it. Language is reductive. It limits us, and it organizes our consciousness, which is why the dark side is always so invested in changing the language. Now there's such a thing as chest feeding instead of breastfeeding. They're always manipulating language. Autistic children are not neurologically damaged. They're neurodiverse. The switching of language is chronic and constant by the Luciferians, because they know that it organizes thought. It organizes what you think, what you believe, what you accept as okay. But you see, none of this will be possible when children come to this earth who are telepathic. Certainly greed will not be possible, because children will understand they have a direct link with the divine mind and that they can manifest anything that they so desire in the blink of an eye, because they are creators. And the highest expression is that they become co-creators with the Creator to bring magnificent beauty and love to this earth. It's not about so I can get, gimme, gimme, gimme. This is really up right now, because here I am sweating it out, really wanting to leave something on this earth called my ministry, that is for the benefit of the incoming children and their parents, parents who want to bring forth children in a love-filled way, who want to bring forth children who are fully conscious. I want to leave something here for these people, and especially for the children. I want to create something. And I got people coming in going, gimme, gimme, gimme. If you get money, I want this much of it. Piss off. I'm not creating money so that I can have more houses and cars and shit in my life. That's not my goal. My goal is to really benefit this world. And I'm sick to death of the Jewish mindset. Gimme, gimme, take, take. I want, I want. And I think, you know, I realize as this is happening with the gimme, gimme, this is part of why I haven't let money come into my life, because I don't want to deal with these kind of people. I don't want any part of this filth. If you don't have anything you want to offer to this earth, to the animals, to the children, what are you here for? Only for yourself? What's your purpose? What do you want to give? So thank you for letting me express that, because it's really, really, really up for me. And I've tried to maintain my composure through the show, but I can't help it. It's really, really bothering me. So, you know, all of you listening have an opportunity to step on board with my ministry, to support the ministry, to support me in creating this, to support the incoming children. Of course, I'm very concerned that there won't be very many of them coming in, because many young adults are going to be infertile. And so the ones that can create life are going to need really special support to bring in quality children, quality souls. And this is another thing that, you know, that comes up often, is that we got a lot of white men out there going, have more white babies, make white babies. And I'm like, you know, and I'm right in line with Savitra Devi on this. It's not about making more babies per se. We have to get to the importance of the quality of the children that we're bringing in, and the quality of the life that they will have. This is all really, really important for the white race and for all races. We want the original people of this earth to understand the importance of what I'm saying here, so that quality children can be brought to this earth, and so that those who are born into a bloodline of evil, their bloodlines will not be able to exist here anymore, because the consciousness will be so high. And yet theirs is so demonic. They can't coexist. Evil can only establish this foothold in a dimension where there's so much evil coming in. And again, I'm going to, you know, remind everybody that the wireless frequencies are the waves upon which these demonic energies flow in. HARP, CERN, all of this is generating frequencies and blowing holes in our plasma space, for lack of a better way to say it, to allow the demons to pour in. And of course, we are part of that. We're also part of exposing our children to these frequencies, our pets, which reminds me, I'd like to read you an email that I got this week from a friend. Speaking of pets and how they are being affected by what we are doing, she says, last year my cat was diagnosed with feline audiogenic reflex seizures. It's still a pretty rare disorder that was first acknowledged being the key word here, around 2015. Whenever my cat hears crinkly or high-pitched sounds, he has a myoclonic episode where his head jerks and sometimes he falls over. These small jerks build up in the brain like an electrical charge. Eventually, the brain reaches capacity and a grand mal seizure is triggered. Watching it is literally like watching a cat being electrocuted. And I do believe that is exactly what's happening. It was He experienced his first seizure 3 months ago. It was several minutes long, and I believe it severely damaged his brain. His health was decent prior, but declined rapidly after that, and I'm not sure he'll live much longer. He lost a lot of his hearing, his sense of smell, his eyesight, nearly overnight, and has more recently started showing signs similar to dementia. So this, she's absolutely right that her cat is being electrocuted. Her cat is being electroshock tortured by the frequencies that we're bringing into our homes. If we allow a smart meter on the house, that's a big problem, in addition to the Wi-Fi and the smartphones and the smart TV and the smart appliances and the smart thermostat. Yeah, we got it going on, folks. We got real convenience. At what price? How many are we willing to kill so that we can have our convenience? How many of our pets, how many of our children are we willing to destroy? How many are willing to put an end to their bloodline completely by refusing to address the things that I've shared with you today? Hopefully people are really starting to pay attention to what I'm saying, because I really have an ability to see a larger picture. And this larger picture needs to be seen by many more people if we and our bloodlines are going to survive and get to the other side. Okay, and I know a couple of people have emailed me regarding circumcision. So I want to stress that there are men in pain about this, friends. They're in pain on an unconscious level most of the time, having, you know, come to the conclusion on the first or second day after birth that they cannot trust their parents, that their parents are totally not going to protect them, that their parents are under mind control. Children know what's happening to them is evil, while the parents remain in denial of it. Even as the parents are changing diapers with bloody, wounded penises of their infants. How dissociated do you have to be to not understand the agony that you've put your baby through? My God, people. So coming back to the circumcision topic, I don't know how many of you know of a person named Brendan, Marota. He's done some important talks on circumcision. Unfortunately, he is Jewish, and his tendency as a Jew is to focus on sex, what circumcision does to sex. And I could go into that very briefly to say it really negatively influences the amount of pleasure that both men and women can experience when they're having sex. I don't recommend that men and women have sex because, as I just explained the first 45 minutes of this show, that having sex in the way we've been doing it leads to massive problems in the children, massive problems in the family, and massive problems in our civilization. So we need to get a handle on the sex, but like every good Jew, there is an emphasis often on sex and sexual pleasure, which circumcision severely undermines. More importantly is that circumcision undermines love in a big way. This baby is not going to bond with his mother. No matter who caused the circumcision, the mother is going to be blamed in the psyche of the baby boy because it's her job to protect him. That's it, period. Okay, if she doesn't, she will never be trusted. He will never feel safe with her. And if the father insisted upon it, he's not going to like his dad either. And he will know all of this. So the family is kaput, basically, from the get-go. So this is something very important. Anyway, Brendan Marota came out with some interesting statistics the other day. This is very important. The majority of circumcised men in a survey of like 10,000 men, the majority would not circumcise their own child. Bravo. Hallelujah. Thank you to the men who have suffered and been tortured. Thank you for your willingness to understand, to heal your pain, at least enough to say, I'm not going to pass it on. I'm going to protect my boy. Bravo. Thank you. Thank you, good men of this world. All right. Those were the circumcised men. 56% said they would not circumcise their own child. Of course, 90% of intact men said they would not circumcise their child. So this is a very, very good sign. Okay? People were asked, should the circumcision of minors be banned? And 62% said yes. Another very, very, very good sign. Here's a very interesting statistic. A lot of circumcised men are seeking to restore their foreskins. This is one hell of a process that people are engaged in. Extremely arduous, and I think it's painful what they're going through to try to restore the foreskin. And the survey data shows that the foreskin regeneration market is over a $200 billion industry just in the United States. Just in the United States. The global market for foreskin restoration is over $1 trillion. That's how many men would seek to try to restore their foreskin. And they'd be willing to pay more than $20,000 to have it happen. So we've made a mistake. I know we're almost out of time, Frank. I'm seeing your messages. We've made huge mistakes, my friends. So let's restore love. Let's understand what Janice is saying. Let's visit Janice's website. Let's support Janice in her work by becoming simply a member of her ministry for $20 a year. Please go to my website. Please get on my email list so I can send you Monday's email, which is truly heartfelt with information that I hope everybody will consider absorbing, taking into their heart. And becoming part of this movement to transform the earth by transforming the way that we are giving birth. It starts with us. And it starts with preconception preparation, which is part of what this ministry is going to be engaged in. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening to this rant. It's coming from the depths of my soul to try to get the whole world to understand what I've shared. God bless you all. Happy 1 year anniversary to me. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Mm-hmm. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.